A few insignificant showers and a couple of rumbles of thunder may occur with weak frontal boundaries in the coming week, but there will not be a general soaking rain through at least Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We will be seeing the temperatures warm up across the region. Today we'll see the afternoon highs mostly 70s and lower 80s. If you're traveling out towards the northwest or even north central North Dakota, the temperatures will get more solidly into the 80s and perhaps push close to 90 degrees, although I think we'll see that hold off for another day or two. We're expecting a little bit of a cool down in North Dakota and northwestern parts of Minnesota on Friday with highs in the 70s, maybe even a few upper 60s near the Canada border in northeastern North Dakota. Everybody else will still be seeing upper 70 and 80 degree highs. We will see some readings coming up close to 90 in South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota, but I don't think we'll get over that, at least not on Friday. Later in the weekend, a much larger potential for temperatures in the lower 90s will begin to evolve across all of our region. The hottest weather is likely to be Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. All 3 days we'll be seeing solid highs in the 80s with some lower 90s quite likely. On Wednesday, we'll start to cool down some of the western Dakotas, but eastern parts of the region and Minnesota will continue to see 80 degree highs. Now, our nighttime temperatures are going to begin to warm up more significantly too. We'll likely see readings mostly in the 40s and 50s, but some 60 degree morning temperatures will be possible as we get into Sunday through Wednesday of next week because of the very warm conditions across the area. Now, I mentioned the chance for a few showers, but they won't be very significant, and that is the case. The first little frontal system that could bring a few spits and spats of moisture will be actually late tonight and more likely tomorrow, and that'll be in North Dakota and parts of northern Minnesota. A little band of cloudiness and a few spits and spats of moisture will come with that event, but there will not be meaningful moisture. We'll see some of that shower activity dropping a little farther south into Minnesota and South Dakota on Friday afternoon. A trace to a quarter of an inch of rain is about all that can be expected. That frontal system may get lifted back to the north as a warm front on Saturday, and again a few spits and spats of moisture will be possible, but we certainly do not expect the rains to have any great impact. The coverage of the precipitation will be very low as well, so if you do happen to see a greater shower nearby, it's not likely to affect everybody in the region. Another chance for spotty showers will occur Sunday going into Monday until the middle and latter part of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.